In the video Free, White, and 21, Howardena Pindell reenacts racist acts that she and her mother experienced. Pindell plays both of the characters in the video, the first, herself, and the other, a white woman. When Pindell, as herself, recounts stories of prejudice, the white character counters with racist remarks and repeats the phrase, "You really must be paranoid." The artist describes the inspiration for this character.
I kind of went after the women's movement for not considering the role of racism. And that is why in Free, White, and 21, I made the persona of a white woman and not a white male.
The video directly addresses the persistence of racism in America, including in Pindell's generation of artist contemporaries.
The attitude was that you cannot criticize white male artists. That's considered censorship. But it was okay to censor out women of all colors and people of color from the whole art community. I also ran into problems in the women's movement. They did not consider racism a topic that they cared to talk about. They considered it political and thought that there was no similarity to sexism. The attitude of some of the leaders of the movement was, well, I'm white and I'm in charge. Some non-white women artists called the feminist movement imperial feminism.
Pindell recalls experiencing racism as well as sexism during her time at the Yale School of Art and Architecture, where she graduated with an MFA in painting and printmaking in 1967.
What I noticed was if a woman used red and white, it was called pink, and that was an outlawed color. But if a guy used red and white, it was called red and white, not pink.
Such observations still inform Pindell's work as an artist and academic. As a professor of art at Stony Brook University in New York, Pindell works to ensure that each student feels comfortable and valued. She attributes this philosophy to Walter Murch, one of her professors at Boston University, whom she remembers as extremely kind and respectful. Pindell describes her own teaching style.
I don't believe in drawing or painting on anyone's canvas, and I try to relate to them verbally what I would like to suggest, unless they ask me to draw or paint on their canvas. But I do not like to interfere. It's boundaries. I try to keep the boundaries not fluid, but very, very clear.
Fighting against racial and gender prejudices has been a cornerstone of Pindell's work as an artist, curator, and professor. In Free, White, and 21, Pindell focuses attention on the idea that there is one right way for her to be an artist. The white character states, "It's got to be in your art in the way that we consider valid. If you don't want to do what we tell you to do, then we'll find other tokens." Pindell is best known for her abstract paintings, collages, and prints, examples of which are on view elsewhere in this exhibition, in addition to videos like Free, White, and 21. She has always been true to her own style, never conforming to white societal expectations of what Black art or female art should look like.